I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the podcast today, the Texas Crunk Show. This is your host, Texas Crunk Spank D. And alongside me, I have Bank Life Entertainment's Walt D. And we'll be talking about the music industry and what he has to offer the game and his new project he's getting ready to drop off that he joint ventured with Swipe Music on. How you feel today, Walter?
Feeling lovely, blessed, you know what I'm saying? It's always a blessing to be here in Swipe Music Studios, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to be on the Texas Crunk Show, you know what I mean? Always love, you know what I mean?
100, man. Away from all the what's going on in the industry today, man, let's just get straight to the meat of the game, man. What is it that Walter's bringing that the industry is not dealing or even have right now? What sets you apart from what's going on in this big old crazy music industry right now with the sounds and the different waves and genres that's being produced? What is Walt bringing to the table?
I mean, I feel like more than anything, like, I bring my music background to the table. Like, I've been in, you know, in the music field since, like, second grade, bro. I learned to play the piano second grade.
Uh-huh.
Playing the trumpet since the third grade up to, like, my junior year in high school, bro.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I did that shit. So, and then, like, from that point, got to where I started writing music, you know?
Right.
Then I went out to school, you know what I mean?
What university did you go to?
Man, I went to University of Texas, San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
and went out there, went studied under some real prominent people, some producers, some score mixers, and you know, people that really taught me how to perfect my sound.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm bringing to the table, you know what I'm
saying? A perfected sound.
Perfected sound, bro. I know how I want to sound.
And a perfected craft.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. And when you sit down and begin to market this project, what age limits are you trying to reach? You know, some people only being reached up to their high 30s, you know, to grade school. What in building your music, are you building it for a certain genre of age?
Man, honestly, like, there ain't no age limit on the music. Like, whoever like it, who is it? That's whoever like it, honestly. Like, I write music for myself, first and foremost, because it's what I love to do.
Uh-huh.
It's what I'm passionate about. So, you know, like, I'm going to write music regardless if anybody listening or not, because I know at the end of the day, like, I got an aux cord in my car. I go plug that thing up and I listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to jam 10 times harder than whatever the hell's on the radio any day.
What you think is the big problem with radio today, man?
I think the syndication. You know, I did radio. Like I said, I was out there at UTSA. When I was out there, I actually founded UTSA's radio station. I was a co-founder there, Rowdy Radio. We had apps on the Apple market, the Android, iPhones. Apps, you know, you can go in and download it for free, listen and stream.
So do you think it being so digitized from out the analog world and it's so accessible now to listen to other stations, that's what's bringing the big deficit in this radio, you don't need the radio to blow up type market?
No, I think that, like, it just gives different people different platforms, you know what I mean? Because before, you had to go hype man for somebody. You had to go on the road, you know, years and years and go on tour with somebody famous and big and be under their spotlight. And then that, essentially, they give you your own spotlight.
They give you a platform.
Yeah. So, like, now it's like,
you can earn your own platform.
You can take your own platform.
Not earn it, take it.
You can take it.
That's my type of talk.
That's what the business is about now. It's for the takers, you know what I'm saying? It's savage now, bro. It's like, you know, niggas out here making songs and, you know, they'll take your song, take your whole song, or, you know, take your whole concept. But, like, more than anything, bro, like, I just want to make great music for the people,
mm-hmm.
end of the day. And that's what's going to happen over here at Bank Life Swipe Music. You already know.
Man, I just want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to this podcast with Walt. You can find him on swipemusic.com/Bank Life Music Group. And we're taking it for the coming. Thank you for tuning in to the Texas Crunk Show. We'll be back soon. Ta-da!